Hey guys, this week's podcast is brought to you by the good people over at gadgetofthemonth.com. If you have an iPad, iPod, or iPhone, then you're gonna wanna check out the accessories they've got over at gadgetofthemonth.com. They've got cables, they've got chargers, they've got lights, and they've got lenses. They've got a great 90-day satisfaction guarantee, plus they ship worldwide. So check them out over at gadgetofthemonth.com. But for now, enjoy the show. Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere. This is the Fry Cook on Venus podcast. I am your host. I go by the name of Scott Anderson. I am a dreamer, a storyteller, a Renaissance man, and most importantly and above all else, a nice guy trying to not finish last. Before we go any further, if you would like to continue to support the podcast, please rate us and review us and tell me you love me in the world famous iTunes store. If you want to subscribe to the show so it comes to you free and automatically every single week, you can do that in the iTunes store or the BlackBerry podcast app, or by going to our Podomatic website and copying the RSS feed into whatever podcast player you have. If you're on the old Facebook, then please go tell a friend to tell a friend to look us up so they can hit that like button for us over on thatcsaguy.podomatic.com. Now I'm gonna try to keep this monologue short, as we've got kind of a long one today. I just wanna, you know, put some good vibes out into the air, because there's been a lot of bad vibes around me this week especially. I mean, yes, I did lose a member of my family this week, not one of the ones I was particularly close to, but anytime you do see people in your family going through a tough time emotionally, you've got to be there for them, so I'm sending good vibes their way. I want to extend my condolences to Canadian music icon Stompin' Tom Connors. I mean, come on. Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. That's got to be one of the alternate Canadian anthems, honestly. I think everybody, at least everyone I know, has to know that song. I mean, it's a classic. And if you don't know that song, hey, brush up. That's Canadiana right there. Finally, can you believe that we lost Paul Bearer this week? I mean, legendary 80s/90s WWF at the time manager, who was one of the most terrifying figures of my childhood. And when I heard the news, I went back to, you know, the good old internets, and I looked up some of his old school promos, and I have no idea how he terrified me as much as he did, because honestly, like look up his work, and honestly, he used to talk like this: "No one will defeat my Undertaker." And like, I'm not gonna call it hilarious, because the man was doing his job perfectly. I mean, he got his point across. So much love and respect to everybody who knew and can remember Paul Bearer on this day. And on the flip side, because you know me, I'm all about ups and downs. Those are downs. Here's an up. One of my internet friends, my boy Tenzaroku, who some of you may know off of YouTube, he apparently got engaged. So thanks, buddy, for making me feel way older than I think I should. Speaking of feeling old, that's one of the themes of today's podcast. I sat down with my buddy from high school, Aaron. He's one of the first people who has come up to me and been like, "Hey, I want to be on the show." So, of course, I had to get him on. This was actually the first time I had sat down and had a full-out conversation with this guy since maybe 2006. I mean, when we graduated high school. So I didn't really know how it was gonna go, but he's one of my boys, so I knew it wouldn't take long before we got warmed up and we're just back into the swing of things, just trading stories and stuff. So I think this is a good episode. I didn't want it to be like a bunch of people just reminiscing on high school and being boring, because I've taken the bus and the train to and from university with people coming fresh out of high school. And honest to goodness, they're probably the most annoying people, trading stories like, "Oh my god, do you remember that time we were in class? And like, oh my god, nobody wanted to be there, but we were there. And we were like, no, we don't want to be here. Oh my god, we're so cool." Like, I didn't want to be that. So hopefully it doesn't come off that way. But enough of me blabbering. Let's hear me and Aaron blabbering. This is us live in a coffee shop. Enjoy. We're back on the podcast. I'm here with my guest Aaron at this time. Aaron, what's up?
Hey, buddy.
All right. Legitimately, no idea how to start conversations
when the
microphone is on. So we'll start it off like this. We started at Tim Hortons. We are now in a Williams Coffee Pub with a Tim Hortons cup still. Have you rolled that yet?
No. I haven't drank it yet.
Oh, yeah?
I still got to compare them both.
For all the Americans out there, every March in this country, there's a contest at the most popular coffee chain called Roll Up the Rim to Win. Essentially, you roll up the rim and see if you win anything. I don't think anyone I know ever wins the prize for as much coffee as we drink.
And the most I won is a free coffee, so.
Yeah, that's pretty much as far as anyone ever gets. So we're hoping for some luck today. Maybe Aaron can win a car. What is it, like a RAV4 this year?
It's always been a RAV4.
Sweet.
Nothing less than a Toyota.
Nothing less than a Toyota. Nothing above a Toyota either. So since we had to leave the first coffee place to come to the second coffee place, we are currently sitting here with two French vanillas from opposing coffee chains. So during this interview, Aaron will be determining which one is better.
I gotta crack open the Tim's right now. Take a sip from this.
He is sipping the Tim's. He's getting the taste on his palate. I want to be like Iron Chef. He's determining the texture and the smoothness.
Okay, so I got the Tim's. I'm going to sip on the Williams. I can definitely say the Williams is worth 5 times the price of the Tim's.
And really, that's what matters.
It is.
Plus, yeah. It comes in a mug.
Oh, yeah.
And you were saying earlier, if you were to open a coffee chain, you should tell me your mug idea.
Alright, so
however, somebody might steal it. I don't know who listens to the show. I mean, if they're my friends, some of them are pretty dishonest people.
Alright, so this is patent pending.
Copyright 2013.
Copyright Aaron 2013. If I were to have my own coffee chain, I'd have a wall with a different selection of mugs that customers would have to choose from. And then I would judge their personality
the staff,
according to the mug they choose.
The staff would secretly judge them while they were ordering based on their mug. Be like, oh, why did you order this obtusely shaped mug, you terrible, terrible person? I'm going to spit in your drink and call it whipped cream. Which would be just a terrible amount of spit, now that I think about it.
There'd be like a sparkly rhinestone sequin mug for princesses.
Oh no, I'm definitely ordering from that one.
Yeah,
just to throw people off. I'm getting the strangest mugs you have.
You're like, dude, the brown dude's a princess.
Y'all give me the one with the, let me get the My Little Pony mug. Thanks. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god.
Okay, so for those of you wondering, as I reach for my V8, because I'm a baller, I've known Aaron since, when did we meet each other? Grade 9? I feel like I used to know this story.
Oh, man,
Was it grade 9 or grade 10?
I think it was like English or something like that.
Was it English?
English.
I thought it was like career studies or one of those half a credit classes.
Yeah. I know we met up in high school.
It's definitely high school. It's definitely the good old days of St. Thomas Aquinas Secondary. God. Well, we're not too far from now. And
We should have done it at St. Thomas Aquinas.
No, then there are people there. Like, I can't go there unless I have, like...
You got the Cardinal shirt.
The whole... I did. Actually, I have a whole explanation for why I'm wearing this specific gym shirt today that I had to pay, what was it, like $10 for? The gym uniform in grade 9? Just one day, I'm on Facebook, and a mutual friend of ours, who shall remain nameless,
okay. He
takes a picture of himself while driving his car.
No.
And I look carefully, and I'm like, I know that shirt. That can't be the gym uniform shirt he's wearing, can it? So I hit him up, I'm like, yo, are you rocking the Aquinas uniform shirt? He's like, yeah, I couldn't find any other shirts to wear. So I'm like, all right, if you're going to get away with wearing that shirt, I'm going to start wearing this shirt. And I wore it in like a YouTube video one day.
Okay.
And one day, I get a comment from somebody who rarely comments on my stuff.
Really?
Our buddy Yannick. That's how much we love Yannick when you hear that laugh.
Oh my God.
Yannick is like, whoa, before I even comment on this video, what the hell are you doing wearing that shirt? I'm like, yo, other people are doing it. It's all the rage.
Was that a love or hate message?
It's from Yannick. You can never really tell.
Oh, shit.
Yannick walks a fine line. He's the man like that. Or was it history I met you? Somewhere. But we had a good run with our crew of people as I crack open my V8. Oh, yeah. really tasted nutrients. I'm trying to get on my health game, you know?
Yeah.
It's not going well.
Get ready for summer.
Yeah, you know.
Get cut for summer.
I was reading, my friend tweeted once. She's the reason I started doing the, you ever hear about like Meatless Monday?
Yeah.
It's like basically you don't eat meat on a Monday. So she tweeted about it one day. She's like, if you're finding it too hard to be vegan, just try one day a week where you don't eat meat. That was a suggestion. Me being an idiot, I took it as a challenge.
Oh.
I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to do this every week. I'm not going to eat meat one day. And I read that on a Sunday. And I'm like, all right, I'm just not going to eat any meat on Monday.
Yeah.
I got to about 9 o'clock in the morning. I was like, damn, I want a chicken sandwich. And nobody eats a chicken sandwich at 9 o'clock in the morning.
No, I never think of that as breakfast. But
I was like, I really need one.
Anything
like,
can be breakfast.
Like I'm craving it. And I don't know how I've been making it, but I think I started about like the second week of the year.
Yeah.
And I'm still with it. I feel all right.
Seriously.
Because it's Wednesday. Like, Tuesday is the worst day ever. Because I'm like, oh, maybe I can go 2 days without meat. And then your sense kicks in.
Yeah.
And like one part of your mind beats the hell out of the other side of the mind. Yeah. It's like, damn it, eat a steak.
Yeah, see, I never believed in those like diets where like, oh yeah, you gotta go full cabbage for like a whole month.
I'm
like,
I can never do that.
That's like running while jumping or something like that.
Yeah. Something crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much.
Like, plus you need nutrients that are in, you need like protein to live.
Yeah, of course.
And I don't know how people, like, I was talking to a guy, he said he was doing an all-carb diet or a no-carb diet?
Yeah.
I think no-carb makes no sense.
Yeah.
And he's like, after an hour, he wanted to kill himself.
Oh, God.
I'm like, I can totally understand why. Like, pretty sure you need carbs to live. But regardless. I heard about, it was like a cookie diet. Have you heard about that one?
No.
I'm assuming you just eat cookies.
Dude, that's me every day.
Yeah, I've been on that diet since, the Cookie Monster put me onto it.
Oh, for sure.
In the late 80s. Let's go high school again.
High school? Oh, my God. Who was the first teacher that comes to my mind? Do you remember Mr. Ryan?
Yeah, that's my guy.
Oh.
That's my favorite.
He's like the real-life Mr. Flanders.
Yeah, he really is. Like, for those of you who don't know, he's the greatest high school teacher ever. He taught religion. Did he teach philosophy, too?
I never took it,
no, but I think he might have.
I didn't think he should.
I took philosophy in, like, university.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, I really wish Mr. Ryan was teaching me this.
Yeah,
he was by far the greatest teacher. There's one time, for those of you who are not in our province, I know different places of the world have a different way you have to graduate.
Okay.
It's like some places you just do the work and you graduate. For us here, you have to do the famous 40 hours of community service.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And when I got to high school, it was like you had to do 10 hours a year. That's how it was in grade 9. In grade 10, they're like, whatever, just do 40 by the time you graduate.
Yeah.
So grade 10, I didn't do any.
Mm-hmm.
Grade 11, I didn't do any. We got into the last, like, months of grade 12. I was like, you know what? I should probably get on this community service thing. And Mr. Ryan, he had, like, he was head of, like, this group. It was Angels and something. Angels in Action or something like
that. I was about to say Angels in Airways, but that'd be sick.
That's what I was thinking, too.
A guitar solo song.
Like, if there's anybody who could have pulled it off, it would have been him. And there was a sign-up out by his office, and he would take you and whoever else signed up, however many people fit in his van, to, like, the soup kitchen.
No.
So you guys could bang off hours. Were you with us that time?
No, I never heard of that.
It was, like, this one Friday where I got up the gusto. I'm like, you know what? I got to put in some work this Friday. So it was me. I think I took Josh in with me because he wasn't done. I took the all-star cast.
Yeah.
I think Remy was there.
Joseph?
I don't think Joseph was there.
Aww.
I think Remy's brother. Maybe Josh Russell.
Young Jock.
And Young Jock for sure. And I think Carrie might have come too.
Carrie, yeah.
It was. I know Remy was there. I know I was there. I know Josh was there for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, we
ended up like wrapping gifts for the homeless people.
Wow.
But the real adventure was when we all had to get into Mr. Ryan's car because he drives a minivan. And we're debating, all right, well, who's going to sit in the front next to him?
Because
nobody wants to sit next to the teacher. We were like in grade 12 and we still didn't want to do that. We're like a bunch of children. And somehow I'm like, all right, fine, I'll do it.
Because
I'm a grown man. I'm a real man. I'll sit in the front next to the teacher. And he's like, so what do you think he bumps in his car while he drives?
Yeah, I'm thinking something like nice and something hip-hop. R&B kind of thing.
Well, he was bumping Smooth Jazz.
Oh, okay.
At one point, we're driving around listening to Thelonious Monk, and he's schooling me on jazz.
No way.
And I'm like, this man's amazing.
Wow.
I love this guy. And we're driving, so he dropped us off, and we end up in there wrapping presents for homeless kids.
Yeah.
And at one point, me and Remy, being me and Remy,
yeah,
we're like, how come these kids are getting better presents than we used to get as kids? Because they're getting, like, the Nerf footballs.
Oh, damn.
I never got that. They're getting, like, I think they had Xbox games.
Yeah.
Neither of us even had an Xbox.
No.
And we're like, you know what? I kind of want to steal this.
Oh, no.
But we didn't. We're not that bad people. But we thought about robbing homeless people. Because that's me and Remy. I saw Remy one day during the summer, eh?
Yeah.
Like, he was... Me, my parents, and like my cousin and her kid, we're all sitting just in front of our house.
Yeah.
I think they were leaving. And I look over, we live on the corner, so I see this car driving past.
Mm-hmm.
And this car drives past my intersection and stops in the middle of the road.
Okay.
So now before I was just glancing at the car driving by, now I'm stopping looking at him.
Yeah.
Then he reverses, comes back to the first side of the intersection, and turns in front of my house. I'm like, this guy must be lost.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess I gotta give him directions.
Yeah.
So I'm squinting, trying to look through the passenger side window to see who's in the car.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, this large Nigerian man pops his head out. And he's like, yeah, keep looking. Keep looking, trying to figure it out who it is. I'm like, oh my God, it's Remy.
Are you serious?
And I had like this whole flashback moment. Yeah. And I'm sure I haven't seen that guy for years.
Yeah.
But Remy being Remy, you only need 30 seconds. And we're all of a sudden right back in the swing of things. And we're just cracking jokes in the middle of the street.
Jeez.
Like, oh man, I miss this guy.
Oh my God.
That guy, he's in Hamilton now.
Really?
I think so. He was
tracked out here?
I think he's either in Hamilton. No, he goes to school out there.
Okay.
He's either in Hamilton or Niagara Falls.
Wow, man.
And on this specific day, like, his family was taking, they were making the usual trip out to Niagara Falls.
Right.
And he's like, oh, well, if my family's going to be in Niagara Falls, I'm just going to go home this weekend so I can avoid people.
Exactly.
So it's like, yeah, I just got back from playing ball and nobody's in my house.
No
so
way.
I'm just enjoying my vacation.
Wow.
If they're going to take a vacation, fine. I will too.
Free time, man.
That was free time. So yeah, it was just him and his brother in his house that day and they're just hanging.
Uh-huh.
Like the old days. Do you remember the one time we almost threw a fundraiser for him?
That rings a bell, but doesn't...
I think his family was away for a couple weeks and they left him all the money.
Right.
So him and his brother wouldn't starve. But somehow they spent all the money.
Oh no.
And they didn't have any money left. So I think like at one point me and Joshin were like, alright, we can get a barbecue, we'll just drive it over to his house and we'll charge people like $2 to get in. And then at one point I was like, hey dad, can I use the truck? I gotta bring a barbecue to Remy's house. He was like,
oh,
no.
Oh my God.
What? That's a terrible idea. So I don't know how Remy lived, but he's alive and well to this day. Yeah, man, high school was fun. We had a good set of characters there back in the library days.
Who else was there? Yeah, Josh.
Joseph. Isn't Joseph like getting married now or something?
Yeah, man.
He's an adult.
He's beyond real life now.
He's beyond real life, yeah. I was on Facebook the other day and one of my friends from like back in the day, I thought it was bad when Joseph got engaged. This girl married two kids, bought a house on the weekend.
What the F?
I was excited when I made my bed today. She has a house. When did everybody get old? I couldn't tell you, man. It's crazy.
One of my buddies already had a house and he's got a kid on the way, man.
I don't know when we got old, but it happened and I still watch cartoons.
I still feel like I'm 21, you know?
I still feel like I'm 15.
Yeah. What happened to Joshin?
I used to see him when I went to Ryerson.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was doing engineering. And then he graduated before me, so I have no idea.
He was like the only French-speaking brown guy ever.
That guy boggled my mind when I saw him. I'm like, you speak French? Really? He's like, yeah, I'm from Mauritius. I'm like, where's that? He's like, oh, it's in Africa. I'm like, what? Africa? Josh is the man, though. I remember the first moment me and that guy became friends.
Yeah?
Because it was, whose class were we in grade 10 English?
Oh,
were you in
God.
Our class?
Yeah, I was in your class.
It was me... I remember me and my man Charlie, we used to sit in the back of the class.
False mouth.
And yeah, and Joshin was the new kid, so he sat at the front.
Yeah.
And this one day, we were playing, I think it was like charades or something.
Yeah.
And I don't know why we played charades in English class. It's like the opposite of what you do in English class.
Exactly.
But I think he had to describe... it was Pamela Anderson.
Oh,
that was who he had to describe.
Are you serious?
So he just walks up to the front of the class. And at this point, he's still like the kid that no one has really gravitated to. And he just does this. He just does a hand motion over his chest. And everyone's like, Pamela Anderson. Wow. And at that moment, I'm like, this guy's my best friend.
Exactly.
This guy's the man. If he wants to sit in my seat and make me sit in the front of class, he just knocked me off the totem pole in this social kingdom known as high school. Joshin was the man after that. He's never been anything less than awesome.
Penny's dropped that day.
Yeah, pretty much. He's been the man ever since. Oh, man.
Oh, remember the day we went to play Laser Quest?
I almost choked on my V8, listeners. We ended up... That was the time we ended up at that Asian mall. It was like the one mall on Kennedy and Clarence. I think it's like AAA supermarket.
AAA, yeah, there you go.
We ended up... Did we see Remy getting Chinese food?
No.
I think we... Like, one time I was there. I think that was the same time we're walking.
Yeah.
Just killing time in this dead mall.
Yeah.
Like, nobody goes to this mall. And we're walking, and we're just... I think as we're outside, we look in the window, and we see... Like Remy and his family just eating in the Chinese food.
Oh, that sounds familiar. I think so. Oh, yeah, yeah, Kingsley.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
And we look over, like, yo, that guy looks just like Remy. And Remy sees us and throws his hands in there. He's like, yo! I'm like, oh my God. This is ridiculous. So all of a sudden, it was all of us in this dead mall.
Yeah.
And we're just walking around killing time. There was like, remember the picture we took with like the giant map of the world?
Yeah, I know. We just pointed out wherever we came from.
Yeah, we were kind of ridiculous. And then I think. Eventually we ended up playing laser tag, which was awesome.
Yeah.
If you don't play laser tag, I don't know what to think of you. But we did that. Was it just us in there?
In recon.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
That punk ass kid.
There was one guy sniping everybody.
He was literally doing like what you would call Gangnam Style while he was shooting at you.
I love how he still remembers.
Dude,
he's ingrained in your mind.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I'm gonna come back the next day and like get fishing line and just like weave it around the place.
Oh yeah, we should have done like some legit strategy for taking that guy out.
But still, he managed to outshoot all of us.
All of us combined, probably
like tenfold.
Like I've never been good at Laser Quest. The first time I went to Laser Quest and played laser tag, it was grade 2.
Oh god,
for somebody's birthday. And I'd never done anything like this. So I'm there, I get the gun, I get the vest, and I'm feeling good about myself. And for whatever reason, I don't know if I had like a sticky trigger or if my fingers just weren't strong enough, but I couldn't pull the gun. I couldn't get it off.
You get a shot off?
So at one point, I'm just like, I give up. Everybody's shooting me.
Oh,
I can't get
God.
Anything off. So I'm just screaming, Marshall, Marshall, like you do when you need help. I'm like, no.
Medic.
I'm like, I don't know how to... I'm like, please save me. I'm wounded. And there aren't even real bullets in this game. He's wounded me emotionally. I'm going to be traumatized for life. So I'm like, I don't know how to work this gun. So he pulls it. He's like, oh, maybe there's something wrong with it. He just picks it out of my hand, turns and shoots his one guy. He's like, yeah, it's working fine.
Oh,
he gives it back to me. So I'm like, oh, all right. Well, maybe he got it loosened up for me. So I'm running around thinking I'm shooting people.
Yeah.
Until we get out and the game's over and everybody congregates around the scoreboard. So everyone's there. You see who's ranked first.
Yeah.
And you're reading all the points.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget, my nickname was Fireball.
Yeah.
And at the bottom of the list, with one total shot, Fireball. And it was like, yo, who's this Fireball guy? He's really bad. I'm like, I don't know, man. I couldn't tell you. And it took me until like high school to play Laser Quest again.
Oh my god, man,
I couldn't do it after that.
We gotta go back.
We should. We need to get everybody though.
Exactly.
We need Remy's family to go to Hamilton so we can come back here.
We need to get Joseph out of real life.
We need to spring Joseph from real life. Yeah.
God.
Oh, we have to bring his fiance. The guy's a fiance.
He's an adult. It's gonna be guys now though.
True. Because you remember after we ended up, we went to McDonald's.
Yeah.
And like, and Josh was doing like ketchup shooters.
Oh no.
He was taking shots of ketchup out of the little white ketchup containers.
Yeah.
We didn't think anything of it. We're like, hey man, go for it. And then at the end, we're like, can we just get like some empty cups so he can then ask for free water?
Oh yeah.
Water is the only thing he would give you for free. Oh man, that was amazing.
It's like everybody hates Chris.
It was pretty much. Everybody hated Josh that night. I was like, and then that ended up on YouTube, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Were you filming it?
I must have had it up, but like I must have deleted my account.
Because you were definitely on your YouTube game before I was.
Yeah.
You had better footage than me for the longest time.
I remember starting my vlog and like I had like 5 videos or something like that. Like me and Justice had Avengers outside. We went to the mall one time, dollar store.
Did you guys go to Costco and something? And
we went to Costco.
Did he like fit into a dryer?
He went to the dryer.
He climbed into a dryer in a Costco and it's totally on YouTube. I just want to put a disclaimer on this podcast. Then, don't do that at home or in Costco.
And then Justin had a party at his house.
Yeah, Justin's Christmas party.
Yeah, and then we put Joseph into
is it a suitcase?
A luggage or something.
Yeah, some kind of luggage. Cause, like.
And then Justin carried him.
Oh yeah, he picked him up. I think it was Barinder. Yeah, he picked him up over his head.
Oh my god.
Why did we do that? That was Joshin's infamous Christmas party, which was amazing. Like, that still gets brought up in conversation today.
Oh my gosh.
Because I remember at one point, I don't remember who was leaving, but somebody was, and we all ended up outside. And this is sometime before Christmas, so it's December in Canada.
Yeah.
And there's like a park across from his house. So we walk over to the park, and like, Josh was like, he's on that like that springy horse that goes back and forth.
Yeah.
He's a grown ass man. But he somehow just molds himself around it, and he's going back and forth. I'm sitting on a swing. I think Josh ended up on like the slides, and Barinder came out. I don't know if he was still there, but Barinder came out tipsy as all hell.
Oh no.
With like a Smirnoff bottle. And like whips it at the jungle gym to the point where the bottle explodes.
Oh my god.
We're like, dude, what are you doing? And he just mumbled something. I don't even know what he said. But the sound of it exploding, the neighbors came out.
No.
And we're like, yo, we gotta beat it because these people are totally gonna call the cops. Because now there's broken glass on a children's playground.
Oh no.
I'm assuming we cleaned it up.
I still remember the time Barinder had to. He's calling up some escort service or something like that.
Yeah, he did that. He did appreciate the prank call.
Kids, it's not the right time to call.
don't do it. You know what else is good? The St. Thomas Aquinas Carnival.
Oh,
I remember you had your video game for that.
I did.
I remember that was when the police in our suburbs started driving their new cars.
Yeah.
What do they drive? The Chargers?
Impalas or something like that.
Like the jacked up ones that are very intimidating to look at.
Yeah, it's probably the Charger.
And I remember we're sitting at the top of the bleachers around the football field, and like this cop was just behind us. And we were debating, I wonder if we can get him to like let us pose by his awesome looking cruiser.
The new cop car.
That thing looked crazy.
Yeah.
And I remember while that was going on, there was this one girl, I don't know who she is, but she was like singing. Was she doing like Japanese karaoke?
Oh, I think it was like Carrie or something like that.
Yeah, because I remember her name in the video. And somebody was like introducing her, and she was getting no love from this crowd. She was
getting no reception at like, all. And then, okay, and then like, I guess like this, there's some problem with the sound.
Yeah,
something
yeah.
Like that. And then like they started playing.
I remember it was like Sean Paul and Rihanna.
Like dance hall or something like that.
Yeah, they said.
And then
dance
Joseph
hall.
Joseph stole the show.
Yeah, Joseph was. I think did we convince him to go dance, or yes. He was like, "Yeah, we're just gonna go do
we
it."
We convinced him to go dance.
We totally peer pressured him into it. We're like, "Joseph, just go dance. People love you." And he goes up and literally shuts the entire school carnival down by himself. With his infamous pop and lock routine.
It was crazy.
And, like, it was ridiculous.
I'll send you the link and then you just...
Yeah, we'll link to it in the description so you can see our boy, who is now a real-life human being. Ah, he's giving up that life. He can't do that anymore. You can't do that when you're an adult.
He's gonna pull off another MC Hammer.
He should. He needs his moment. We need to put him in one of those moments again where he can't resist.
Yeah.
And he just breaks it out in like the middle of a street. Oh, it'd be really good.
Dundas Square, 2014.
Yeah, look for us. I'll be doing a live podcast in Dundas Square. If you're interested, I'll be at one of those tables. Look for me.
But we'll be at the stage.
Oh, yeah. We'll steal one of the tables and put it on the stage. You'll know me when you see me. But yeah, those carnivals are good, man. Did you ever go on the bull riding thing? I never pulled that off.
No, I almost did, but the only thing to put me off was the freaking line. There was like at least like the whole school lining up to get on this
people
thing.
People were really amped about riding that mechanical bull.
Yeah, I know.
It wasn't for me. Like I would watch people fall and be like, no, I'm good. I'm all right. Didn't get the appeal of it. But hey, good for them.
The best was seeing like, I don't know, like grade nines or whatever, like really tiny ones. They get on it. And the guy controlling it was like, oh, this. I really hate this line. I really gotta.
This counts
like,
as you getting niner.
I really gotta get this line going. So he starts like lobbing kids over like the front of the bowl.
Yeah.
Like somersaulting them. Good, holy shit.
And they had that one, the giant inflatable slide. I'm pretty sure I got scarred on that twice. I don't know.
No way.
I don't think it was cut. I think I got burnt on it. Because it's sitting out there
in the heat.
And when I go down, I put my elbows out. I remember the first time I went down, like, my right elbow grazed it.
Oh, shit.
And I got this crazy mark. But it was such a good ride, I went and did it again. I'm like, all right, well, whatever happens, I'm not going to bang my right elbow. And when I came down the second time, I totally banged my left elbow.
Oh, no.
And I'm just like, damn, this really hurts. I remember this was one carnival day. I was wearing this big lime green New York Yankees shirt. It was like, it was a jersey, but it's definitely not a jersey they wear.
Yeah.
You know the Yankees are. They have several upon several other alternates.
You were the big jersey man then.
I was a good jersey guy. Then Jay-Z ruined the jersey game.
I know.
Like, wasted all this money. So anyways, I'm wearing this lime green Yankee jersey. And I'm walking, I think I was by the cafeteria. And I vividly remember this one girl coming up to me. She goes, yeah. Oh my God, I love that shirt. I have the same one. I wear it when I go to sleep. And I remember thinking, I don't know the proper response to give here.
Your dreams are broken.
Because technically, the one time a girl is actually talking to me, she's telling me I'm wearing female sleeping clothes around. So I think my comeback was like, oh yeah, it's mad comfortable, right? And I just didn't know what to do. I remember walking to the library and seeing you guys and be like, yeah, I hope this day is great because I'm at a really low point right now and I don't know what to do about it. Like, what do you do when someone tells you that? Yeah,
exactly.
I sleep in that same shirt. Like, oh, okay. Thanks. I'm still flummoxed by that.
I still remember the first time. Like, I wear a lot of Alpine stars still.
Mm-hmm.
You see my logo from, like, way back.
Oh, yeah, you've been rocking the logo for the longest time.
I remember, like, buying the shirt in, like, Buffalo. And I'm like, oh, man, I don't think anyone's ever worn this stuff up here, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the longest time, like, I've always worn it. And I was like, I throw out to people, like, yeah, you know, it's my brand.
Yeah. I remember when you started running with the logo. I'm like, oh, Aaron has his own logo.
I put it on my
awesome.
Car.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw it on my car.
I saw it in your car. I think it was your, like, display picture for a while.
Yeah,
man, you ran with that. It was a good look.
And then just, like, started popping up everywhere. I'm like, oh, no. It's starting to spread out. I'm not the only one original anymore.
Yeah, I hate when people do that. Oh, it's the worst. Then all of a sudden, somebody's going to tell you they've been sleeping with that logo. And you're not going to know how to feel.
I'm getting no royalties for that.
You don't get any royalties. Speaking of Buffalo, how many times have you, like, driven down to Buffalo?
Oh, like...
Because I did it for the first time... last June.
Yeah.
Totally got pulled over at the border.
Are you serious?
Like, from what I've heard, nobody gets pulled over at the border.
Man, I've never been pulled over at the border, man.
Yeah, like the first time I came back into the
maybe
country.
Maybe because they know me so many times I've been there.
Maybe because I was a brown guy who didn't shave. They fully pulled me over at the border. And, oh man, it was terrible.
Did they send the dogs on you?
I thought they were going to.
Oh, no.
Because we went down to, like, shop one day.
Yeah.
It's me, my mom, my sister, and my sister's friend.
Yeah.
First of all, if you're shopping with women... and there's a price limit that you have to stay under.
Uh-huh.
There's a really good chance you're not going to stay under.
Oh, no.
At least the women in my life. Because I don't know what you were allowed to spend before for just spending the afternoon there. Yeah. There's a certain amount you can't go over or you get in trouble. I'm pretty sure we went over it. And it was something really close. We might have gone over by like a couple bucks.
Oh, okay.
So we're like, all right, whatever. It's nothing.
Yeah.
So we get there.
To declare.
And we give all the receipts and everything. And she just looks at me. And she looks at my receipts. And, like, she didn't do any math or anything. She's like, all right, you guys just pull over to there, and officers are going to check over your car. I'm like, really? I didn't even do anything. You're not even asking me questions. So we get in there, and as I pull in, there's, like, a whole congregation of officers.
Yeah,
I don't know why they're all waiting outside. Maybe they're all on break.
It's a valet.
Yeah, they're just waiting to, like, wave me in, clearly, and disassemble my car.
Oh, God.
And I've never been so nervous to park since my, like, road test. Because I'm like, all I have to do is easily drive into one of these spaces. But, like, the only space that was near me was, like, there were two, like, cruisers parked super close to each other. I'm like, I don't want to get this space. But they told me I had to park my, like, section B. And this is the only place I can park. And I don't want to damage their car. I was petrified.
Oh, God.
And the guy just looked in her car. He's like, yeah, I don't really know why she sent you here. There's nothing wrong. Just go about your business. I was so nervous, though. The worst.
He's just cool about it. I mean, it's just like, had no business to do it.
He's like, yeah, it's whatever. They're telling me I just have to look in your car. But
I'm on break, bro.
He's like, I'm not trying to work hard. And you're wearing a Blue Jays hat. And you're clearly up to some sort of good in the world. You're clearly not a villain. So yeah, that was all right. But man, the border, it messed me up completely. Like, I've never been the biggest driving guy. And at the time, that was the farthest I've ever driven.
Yeah.
And it put me off for a couple of weeks. So I'm like, I'm never driving anywhere again. Can't do this.
Last time we went to Buffalo, like I went all over the Peace Bridge.
Yeah.
And, the funniest thing, like, usually, like the border guards are pretty, like, strict and stern and, you know, aggressive or whatever. Very cautious, I mean. This guy was pretty young. He looked like, almost like our age.
All right.
I'm like, whoa, he's a border guard? He's like our age? And he's Mexican, and he's like...
He was Mexican,
and
yes.
He's like, bro, hombre, what are you going to do on the border, bro? I'm like, what? Yo, I'm just going to do some shopping, man. All right, bro, take care. And just drove off.
And that was it?
That was it.
I need to get that guy. As of now, I'm only taking the Peace Bridge.
Oh,
man.
If he's like that, I don't know how the other guys are.
That's the chillest guy ever. This one time we were taking the bus to the States, and... honest to God, to get to the States, it's supposed to be like an 8-hour drive. Mm-hmm. At least to get to New York, where we were going. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, the bus took 14 hours.
What?
We were stuck at the border. I think it was maybe the last long weekend in the summer.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
It's going to be like that.
It was ridiculous. We were stuck literally in the line at the border for 4 hours on itself. Like, you know, usually you end up in a stupid situation and be like, all right, well, maybe I can sleep.
Yeah.
I played that card 3 times to the point where I was sitting on the bus going, I physically can't sleep anymore. Like, I don't know what to do. And you can't get off the bus.
Yeah.
You're at the border. It's not somewhere you can go walk around. And, like, because we thought it was going to be a short trip and we're going to sleep through it, me and my sister took, like, the empty seats at the back.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever taken a coach bus. It's kind of where the bathroom is. And after 14 hours in the summer... kind of isn't the most safe place for your nasal passages.
Jeez.
It just got really bad. Luckily, there was this one lady back with us, and she had, like, some sort of perfume that she just kept spraying.
Yeah.
For a while, it smelled really good. Then you realize it's not Febreze or any kind of neutralizer. It didn't neuter the smell either, because I swear it kept replicating itself. It just smelled like perfume and crap.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, this is... Like, it just got worse. And I don't think we can open the windows on the bus.
No.
Oh, man. Like, we got to New York, and New York can... Like, the New York subway can kind of smell a little iffy. Smell like heaven. Smell like heaven does.
Take whatever.
I'll take whatever I can get as long as it's not that. Oh, man. It was so
bad. I'll take another bathroom.
I'll take any other bathroom. Oh, man. Ridiculous. But New York is great.
That's
like,
fun.
I love a good driving trip. You're a car guy.
I'd like to go to New York, yeah.
Where's the farthest you've ever driven?
Farthest? Montreal.
Yeah, I did that last summer.
Yeah.
It's a fun drive.
Yeah, it's a good drive.
There's a lot of nothingness.
It's funny how you realize you're in Montreal. Oh, sorry, Quebec, when you feel the road from the border.
Yeah.
The roads from Ontario it's like smooth as butter, but... Once you see outside of Quebec, it's like you're just riding on the moon or whatever, man.
Yeah.
It's like rough and bumpy.
I've often compared Montreal to the moon, and the roads might be one of the new reasons. It's kind of crazy when you get there, because right when you pass the first sign, all of a sudden all the signs change.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, I can get used to that. And then as you're going in, there's like this one... like provincial flag of Quebec on the right side.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've seen it, anybody who's driven there. And that's when it suddenly hit me. Because that was the first time I'd ever been there.
Yeah.
I was like, oh man, I'm in a completely different world out here. Like, we just have a speed limit that you can't go faster than a certain point. They have like a lower limit where you can't go slower than a certain point.
No.
I'm like, this is awesome. No wonder all the people I know from Quebec drive crazily.
Minimum 40.
Yeah, minimum. Like, yo, if you're not going this fast, get off our roads, bro. Oh, man, Quebec is amazing. Like, how long did it take you to get there? Because I'm sure it's supposed to take, like, 5?
Me and my friend took a couple stops.
Yeah.
Probably, like, you got 6-7 hours.
6-7, yeah. Like, when I was coming back last time, we made one stop. It took us 8 hours.
Oh, God.
I think it was Labor Day Monday.
Yeah.
We took one stop in, like, Napanee, home of Avril Lavigne. Shout out for Canadian content. I don't even know why I said that. But,
just had to.
Like, we took the one stop, and then when we got back on the road, like, there was just traffic for no reason. You know, usually there's a traffic jam.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like, oh, okay, well, at least I'm going to get to a point where I can see a wreck.
Mm-hmm.
You'd get to the point where traffic starts to pick up. You look over to the side of the road. It's just like one guy lying on the top of his car because he's just chilling.
What the hell?
Or there'd be one where, like, somebody pulled over to go pee in the bush. I like how the room got quiet when I said that.
The best.
Wow. Hashtag that awkward moment went.
Okay, here's the best highway experience I ever had. So, I was on my way to Ajax.
Yeah.
I had to go pick up some parts for my car. And, like, usually, it was, like, past rush hour. It was, like, 8 or 9, whatever, on a Tuesday. I'm like, how's there traffic at this point of the day?
Yeah.
And then, like, the traffic is draining on and on. And I'm like, okay, so there must be, like, a big wreck. But, like, there's no, like, indication of any, like, notices on in the signboards. How, like, they put, like, oh, traffic blocked off, whatever.
Yeah, like, the digital ones,
yeah,
right?
The digital signboards. And all of a sudden, like, I come up to this, I see, like, flashing lights. Like, oh, okay, there must be, like, people slowing down to look whatever accident, whatever. There was a guy in a pickup with red and blues is flashing. He's holding beside, I'm trolling you.
Yes, just because.
He just has this Bristol board. It just says, like, black, you know, I'm trolling you.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I think he's like, I don't know if it might be on YouTube, because he had a video camera out.
That's got to be on YouTube.
I have to find it. Maybe, I don't know. It was long ago, though. Maybe, like, last 2 years ago or something like that.
Honestly, the humor is trolls in life. The best people. Like, there's some you'd be like, oh, but you're a terrible human being. That right there? Yeah, I dig it. Like, if I saw it, I wouldn't even be that mad.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. So, I guess we'll wrap it up here.
Yeah.
I we can't beat that troll story, because that's amazing. So, Aaron, thanks for being on the show.
We'll have some more stories later on.
You have anything you want to promote? You have a Flickr page, yes?
Yeah, I got my Flickr page.
I don't even think we boosted your amazing photography skills. We'll have to do a two-parter.
Yeah, for sure. I'll go over some photos.
Like, I'm staring at a camera right now. It's heavy duty.
But yeah, if you go to flickr.com/APLPIX, that's my account. And if you find me on Facebook too, just search APLPIX Photography.
And book him. Send this man some money. He will give you some pictures. Book this man. I told you this was a long one. What, did you think I was the type of guy who would exaggerate about the length of things? Because if you did, then yeah, you're right. That's a correct assumption. Aaron does have a YouTube channel that you guys can check out. He goes by the name NA4SIL. He's got a bunch of old videos there. If you want to see me looking young, I'm sure he'd appreciate it if you guys went and checked out his stuff. And speaking of people who would like it if you checked out their websites, let's talk about me. You guys can check me out on YouTube.com under the name GeniusBoy88. You can check me out on Twitter at ThatCSAGuy. And you can check out a blog written by me. Wow, that's annoying. My blog is thatcsaguy.blogspot.ca. For another week, that wraps it up from here. You've been listening to the Fry Cook on Venus podcast. And remember, memories will stay forever with your love. Memories of love. Aye, 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 aye. Thanks, Netswork. We'll be right back.